Good Job NASA with Bob Zimmerman and Behind the Black. We're headed to Jupiter and the Red Spot. Strange doings. Bob, what's happened to the Red Spot? We count on it.
The Great Red Spot of Jupiter, which has been known to exist for as much as 350 years, is basically the biggest hurricane in the solar system. It's bigger than the Earth, and it's been tracked for decades and decades and centuries. Since the advent of the space era and observatories in orbit, we've been able to track it much more precisely. And without question, for the last 150 years, it's been shrinking. And what the new data suggests that maybe this year it's going to shrink to the smallest size it's been ever. It seems to be flattening out and it's getting smaller, which suggests possibly it's going to disappear. It's a storm. That it lasts so long is pretty amazing. Of course, it's Jupiter. We don't really understand the situation here. And since Jupiter's year is like two decades long, it's going to take centuries before we can really understand the meteorology going on here. But either way, it's shrinking. It might go away. And that will be a shame. But that's just, you know, weather. What can you say?
More mysteries. Bob, what is a gamma ray burst and why are we worried about it?
Gamma ray burst is essentially the collapse or merger of either neutron stars or neutron stars, essentially, into a black hole. And it's often a supernova, but it sometimes happens you don't see anything at all except a burst of energy. It's called the gamma ray burst in the high energy spectrum. These things were mysteries for decades. We didn't know where they were. They could have been in the solar system, they could have been in the galaxy, or they could have been billions of light years away. We discovered in last decades that they are billions of light years away, which they are very powerful explosions, and they are the case of a black hole forming. They happen once a day. That means in the entire universe, a black hole is forming once a day. They're very powerful. It's always been theorized if they were close to the Earth, they could cause an past extinction. The most powerful gamma ray burst that's ever been detected occurred recently in October of 22. It was picked up by numerous instruments across in space and on the ground. It has been measured to be 1.9 billion light years away. What was interesting to this is that it actually did affect the stratosphere of the Earth. It made changes to the stratosphere. Nothing significant or very important other than it happened. 1.9 billion light years away was able to actually affect the Earth. This just tells you if a gamma ray burst occurs in the Milky Way within a reasonable distance of Earth, it could cause an extinction. Since they happen once a day in the whole universe, that's a lot of space. In the galaxy, it's extremely rare to happen, and it's also even rarer to happen in this time. They appear to be events that occurred more in the earlier universe.
Cosmic rays, that's one of the things we worry about on the surface of Mars. Cosmic rays, no shielding. Where do they come from?
They don't know. Cosmic rays, we detect them. They're very powerful, but we really don't know their source. The theory is they come from supernova remnants, the clouds that form from supernovas. There's more evidence to suggest that's the case, but this is not confirmed yet, John.
It's a 20-minute window to Starship. Rise early, I certainly will, and sit there and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, and then perhaps a failure of a test. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.